Connor Hellebuyck is not thrilled with his numbers right now, but yeah. It's early and nobody's happy with their numbers early. Are you seeing anything?
Lauren's happy with his numbers.
He is, but are you seeing anything that concerns you about Connor's game at this point?
No. The schedule lines up in a way that, you know, we want to do a couple things. We actually, in some ways, this is a light schedule, right? I know we've played 12, but we played 6 straight at home. We've got 2 games here, but we've got 9 days built around it where we don't play. So you're stuck in the middle of running Connor, which is probably what he needs to get back to happy. But you also know that Lauren's got to go in, and his play's been so good. So I'm not worried about it. I'm also not going to work real, real hard to fix it. I'm going to leave the back-to-back this weekend kind of open. And then when we get back, we'll get into a normal schedule. I know March, he's not coming out of the net a whole lot, right? So I know that the day where he plays, the rhythm that he wants will be there for him. But you're right, you know, that theme would be true of our team. I think in a lot of ways there'd be a number of guys whose numbers aren't where they want. The numbers don't matter.
Front row.
Paul, what went into the decision to move Vander Kopp back into the middle? Was it temporary?
I just really liked it. You know, I mean, he came into us as a centerman. I've liked that line. When you're the visiting team, you don't get last change, so I'm not going to hard match that game as much. So I thought that, you know, thought it happened in Detroit, but I thought it happened when a change made, the team did take off, right? So we moved some things around. We had two really tough shifts with Roslovic's line in the first period, and those disappeared. Andrew went to the center and skated really, really well. I liked Lowry and Tanev with line A because it gave them a different game in the offensive zone, right? It was a more physical game. The pucks got contained. It was easy for them to read. I like where Nick Ehlers is at, and I think that the Connor little Perreault line was our best in a lot of ways. So I just like the way it fit, so we'll start there.
Back Paul, right, Randy.
Paul, the center point of this series is about the two Finnish superstars. Can you compare them?
No.
As
no, you know what? They're both brilliant. Right, the contrast of it doesn't work because you've got a centerman and you've got a winger, and it's might as well be talking about goalies and coaches, right? They're just two different things. I think there's a kind of that uncoached brilliance in both their games. It's different. I can't tell you how Patty shoots the puck the way she shoots it. The Barkov, just a brilliant two-way centerman, like. Great hands, but also with sticks in the right spot, physical in the D zone. You know, kind of came into the league, took a little bit of time, and then looked like he was a pro that you're done coaching, right? There's 4 or 5 guys on my team, I don't really coach them, right? They know what they're doing. They know the routes. They know the game. Say hi to them in the morning. How you doing? He looked like he got to that really quickly. That's hard to do, but completely different situations.
Back right, standing up.
I know that you've been in the past reluctant maybe to break up that Lowry line. Was it a difficult decision to move? Any apprehension? Will you utilize it differently?
Yeah, probably. Possibly. Would utilize them different. At home, I would find a harder match with that line. But, I mean, I move the lines around all the time, and sometimes just to change them, right? So if you're not, like, you don't love where you're at, you could discover things that maybe you didn't possibly see. So it happened last year. I put Patty out there with Lowry's line, and I liked it. But you're saying it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, right? You've got this shooter with two grinders, but when you take a look at the offensive zone time, Lowry and Tanev, wherever he plays, they get a tremendous amount. And it was the one thing that with little Ehlers and Line A, they didn't have the offensive zone time. Like, Patty needs – the rush is one thing, but this is a real fast game. He needs zone time. So we'll watch it. Let it develop a little bit and see what happens.
Do 2 more questions on the right side, third row.
Paul, you don't want to compare them, but do you expect Laine to show Barkov who's the daddy here in Finland?
Whoa! So welcome to Europe, eh? I never get asked a question like that. First of all, I'm not even sure what that means. I'm old. I think it'll be a great contest.
Last question, back left.
Coach, a couple of questions about and a couple of words about Patrick Laine's future and upcoming years in national hockey team. How do you see his future in national hockey league?
Would
five, six-year period?
Yeah. I think there's going to be a change in his game that you wouldn't have seen. Patty's a big, powerful man, and he's just growing into it. So we also see him. He's a brilliant shooter. I mean, my Patty Laine stories are all the same. I was coaching at the World Cup, and I came back. So training camp was already been running. The Finnish team got eliminated, so he was back practicing. I come back, and I'm watching this kid go up and down the ice, and he's hitting the crossbar, and he's missing the net. And I'm assuming he's swearing at himself in Finnish, right? Like, he is all over himself. He's mad. And I kept thinking, I got to talk to that kid, because this is the NHL, man. You don't score goals like that. Like, not when you're 18. He's got to get up, you know, he's got to relax. Forgot to tell him. And then the third day he goes out and he scores about 12 straight inside the bar, down inside. And I thought, well, maybe I won't say anything to Patty Laine about the way he scores goals. So he has this brilliant shot, but there's a power forward game there too. Big, heavy control pucks in the offensive zone. I do think it's going to take a few years for him to get to that. But his goals are really important. I don't know how many he scores. There were stretches last year where he'd score one or two, and every night you say he almost scored five, like off the bar, just missed. But I think the power forward game might even be more important to our team in 5 years than whether he scores 40 to 60, 70, I don't know what the number is. But developing as a power forward, he's capable of being a big, strong man that can hang on to the puck. That would be really important to us as well.